Ah, what a glorious way to start a week in New Orleans. The sound of the trombone and filling the streets here in the Music Legends Park, where all the statues of the legendary figures stand while the players play.
Awes and fear is fear itself. Check out your own backyard before you check out someone else. Railroad track in my neighborhood. Ain't no trains around that far, just ain't no good.
Middle of the afternoon. First day in New Orleans.
Just another day.
Hanging on Bourbon Street.
I picked up the adventure early.
Willie Lockett singing the blues. Day one in New Orleans, and the highlight already is here. Preservation Hall Brass performance. Been waiting a long time for this. The crowd starting to make their way in. Another day in New Orleans. Ray Kube on the hunt for Storyville. We have found the crossroad out of the quarter, Rampart Street, taking us over to what used to be Storyville. Lulu White's, one of the last remaining places in the old Storyville, is our mission. Okay, we had one false start. It was a neighborhood supermarket, but we're now standing at the corner of Canal and Rampart, the edge of the French Quarter. And now I think we're getting closer to Lulu White's, one of the three remaining buildings from the original Storyville period. And all I'm doing while I'm standing here waiting for the light to change is looking around and realizing this entire area used to be surrounded by whorehouses and bars, speakeasies, and all kinds of craziness. It seems pretty calm today. After a few mishaps and wrong turns, we have just walked in to the heart of what's left of Storyville here in a beautiful little intersection. It is Lulu White's. So we finally found a man who knows what the deal is here on the corner where Lulu White's used to be. Now, I'm looking at this place here, straight across from us. It's now a supermarket, but I've seen that facade in the pictures. What's going on here, and where was the full Lulu White's when it was open?
They had a store on Iberville. just in here was always open right there.
Ever since they tore everything else down, built this all up around?
They built everything up around it. You know?
It's unbelievable. It all looks so fresh compared to so much of the city because it's only 90 or 100 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're doing a marvelous job around. They're trying to keep that building straight and this one here up to par.
And the red one in the pictures is where you said it used to be the saloon?
It used to be the saloon back in the days. Yep.
If you don't mind me asking, it's okay if you don't want to say. What's your name, sir?
Ron.
Ron, thank you so much for a little historical insight on this beautiful part of your beautiful city.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're a great guy. Thank you.
Have a good day. You too.
See you now. Have a good day, guys. This, my friends, is the sound of New Orleans. Drums. It's all about the drums. The earliest days of New Orleans. Back to the